A conversation came up yesterday about 21 days sets a new pattern. There was a movie about it, 21 days, where they went to a rehab center, and also Charles Stanley said it, do something for 21 days, it becomes, you do it most of your rest of your life, unless you change the pattern, you know. So not only have I heard it from the world's perspective, and also heard it from the Bible teachers, I thought, well, let me think about this. 21. One means oneness, right? Together, one. Twin means the two pair off, right? Face to face, twin, couple, double. T, and I'm talking phonics right now. I'm talking phonics. T is related to tea time, face to face, communion, 21. So when you're in communion with something for 21 days, you become one with it, becomes a pattern, becomes part of you. Like I say, you can change the pattern. It's hard to break it, but you have to do what it says in Ephesians 4, put off the old man, put on the new man. And so you put off the old garment, put on the new garment, and you have to do that daily pretty much, really, to really grow. You have to do it daily. It's a daily thing. And so the twin T1 is two things coming together. Could be two people, could be a habit, could be anything. You quantum connect with two things, double. Tea time. What happens in tea time? You sit down face to face and have tea. One, you become one. The two become one, right? So you wanna start exercising, or you wanna start I think making your bed up every morning. I think that's how the conversation started. As I heard one time somebody say, well, if you make your bed every day, you'll become rich. 21. I think the reason that they say if you make your bed every morning, you could become rich, because you're creating a pattern of order and discipline. But I'm throwing it out there. Twin, T1, 21. You're double. You're face to face in a double. You're facing off with something, a job or a choice, a decision, career, whatever. Excuse me. A way of thinking. It could be a way of thinking. It could be anything. I'm eating. I'm sitting here trying to finish my water and digest some food here. Sorry about that. Just listen. Everything has to fit. The phonics, the colors, the shapes, the symbols, everything. The words, everything has to fit the pattern. And you say, what's the overarching pattern? What is the pattern, you say? The pattern is God bringing man back to himself through Jesus by faith. So anytime you want to couple with something, become one with it, you have to do it by faith. You want to learn how to invest, you're going to have to do it, study it for 21 days, might be 21 months. But you got to connect with it. You got to quantum connect with it. You got to face off with it. You got to face your fears. You got to face off with whatever it is hitting you. You got to face off with it. Then you overcome. You overcome it by facing off with it. Because if you become one with it, you understand it. And you control it then. You have power over it. It's like two oxen yoked together. You yoke up two oxen together. Let's say there's two oxen and they don't want to be yoked up. One of them scared the other one, but say, oh, I'm going to just face off with it. And they get yoked up. And then they realize, hey, I'm part of this group. I'm part of this combination. And if I'm a part of the combination, I have some control over it. And so the two oxen get yoked up, become one, and they affect each other. It's not that you're wanting to control. It's just that what you feared was unfounded. The fear that you had was not real. Because when you face off, you realize, hey, that's just another version of yourself. Whatever it is, you just gotta go face to face with it.